All right, perfect.
This is Laura B.
We're all set. Hey, Laura B.
Hi, Jan. Thanks for these calls. They're just so helpful. And for the Zoom calls. Oh, my gosh, it was another beautiful one this morning.
Oh,
always.
I know.
Yeah. I've noticed a few things. One of the things that I've noticed is I keep forgetting that I am committed to this project. And then all of a sudden, I'll get this information of, oh, yeah, you need to do this. And it's like it has totally gone out of my mind for a few days at a time.
Uh-huh.
That's just what it is. And then the awareness comes back. So what I've done is I've pulled together a small team of people who are interested in hosting a fundraiser in our community. And we're having our probably one and only meeting this afternoon. And we're going to brainstorm what we might want to do and then just plan it and do it. So I'm excited about that.
And can I just underline that, Laura? That's so great. So we're just going to plan it and do it. I mean, because that's really it. Right? The voices would want to get us in a big conversation about how, well, okay, it's got to be whatever it is, complicated, perfect, too much, can't do it. So, no, yeah. We're just going to plan it and do it.
Yeah. And I've had several people drop off the team before we even started just because they were enthusiastic at first and then went, oh, I've got too much going on. And that's fine.
Yes, I can't relate to that.
I have a family team member in Colorado who is getting together with the family next door, and the kids are all going to have a lemonade stand, which is cool. So I've been sending information, you know, like the slideshow and links and all that kind of stuff to team members. And the other thing that I did was send out an email to my family, just saying, you know, this is what it is, here's the link, and then a follow-up email with the slideshow when that came out. Mm-hmm. And I will send one more message or call them, you know, because there's quite mm-hmm. a few of them, and just, you know, find out. And many of them have supported my fundraising efforts in the past,
mm-hmm.
so I'll just remind them.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one more thing that dropped in the other day, I knit a cotton bamboo shawl, and I wasn't sure what I would do with it. I actually had wrapped it up to give to a friend, but it just didn't feel like the right time or the right whatever. And then what occurred to me was, I can walk through my little village, show people this shawl, tell them I'm using it to fundraise and give them the link to the project, and ask them if they would like to make a donation, and then I would put their name in for a drawing of the shawl.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, Laura, if you've talked about the shawl before, I missed it.
No, I haven't.
Is this something you talked about on the call before?
No.
Okay. So let me see if I'm with you. So you've got the shawl, and it occurred to you that this could be Allah. There's another person on the team who's doing this a lot, right? That you could have that be something that you raffle off as a as part of your fundraising effort.
Yes. And it's also going to be an opportunity to go into stores and talk to vendors and you know, just do some education around the project.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it just gives you kind of a starting place. It gives you sort of a reason to begin the conversation, if you will.
Mm-hmm. 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 Exactly. And if they toss in $2 or $5, that's great. And whatever fundraising event we decide to do, we'll give those people the opportunity also to, you know, put their name in for the shawl, and then we'll draw a name, and right?
And there you have it.
Yes. And there you have it. Yeah.
You know, I just keep thinking, you know, it would be so fun at the end of this adventure, when we meet our goal, just to see all the different ways that happened. you know, and the shawl participated, and the canoe participated, and the swing participated, and the kids' lemonade stand participated, and the, you know, the poems participated in the, I mean, there are just so many things that so many people, different people are doing that it's just really fun.
It is fun, and what I've noticed this year fundraising as opposed to previous years is there's no embarrassment, there's no anxiety, there's no hesitation. And I was telling my husband about my shawl idea, and he goes, oh, I could never do that. I could never go up to total strangers. And I went, oh, but it's going to be fun for me.
Yeah. And, oh, I didn't used to be able to do that either now that you mentioned it. Yeah. Well, and it's such a great commercial for, you know, maybe those of us who are kind of in that place of, oh, God, I don't want to ask, and it does bring up anxiety. And maybe even I'm the woman who said yes to this opportunity because it does, because it presses all those condition buttons. And so to hear from someone who, excuse me, did have that as an issue, and have participated enough that it really does wear itself out, doesn't it?
And I just thought, you know, this idea dropped in, so how could I say no?
Right, exactly. I mean, life gave me this gift of the idea. What am I going to refuse the gift? No.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I love it.
Thank
Was
you,
there more? Oh, no. Thank you. Thanks, Laura.
This is Laura C.
Hey, Laura C.
So, gosh, I feel like I am stuck in the bamboozle as it comes to this whole fundraising thing. I'm doing more than I've ever done. I've put myself out there in a way that I've never done. And I feel like I'm still swirling. So I had this idea to do a little, it feels really uncomfortable for me to ask for money, always has been, everything. And so, at some point I do want to push back past that one, but what came up for me at work, is to do some little service, kind of facilitating a little workshop for people if they want to do something in their life, like clean out a closet or, you know, organize their pictures or whatever, something that they've been putting off doing, and to do a little facilitation around supporting people in doing that. And so it was so fun when the idea dropped in, and since then there's been a whole stall, and I know that this process happens everywhere in my life. And so I get excited. I want to do it. I even did a little Facebook Live announcing that I was going to be doing this, and then nothing has happened since. I actually did get one person who already committed and donated $100. So it's already, I am committed in some form.
Well, and that's what a gift, right? I mean, that's like life giving you the deposit, right? So now you, there you go. You're doing it.
I got to do it. And I'm like, oh, and I get to feel. I mean, I even started my little email letter, and I got super excited about gathering the pictures, and then it stalls again, and I can just feel like I'm excited, I'm there, authentically there, and then conditioning comes off, and I'm often with it, and it's not fun anymore, and it's hard, and it's constricting, and so here I am showing up for the call.
Yeah, I mean, fabulous, right? Because just the poetry of it is exquisite. Because not only has life given you a deposit so that there you are, you're committed, but it's almost like, at least from what you described, you're having the workshop that you're going to be offering, right? Because that's the thing. When you say clean out a closet, you know, tackle the thing, whatever it is, I mean, I can go right there with the excitement, like, oh, my gosh, I want to sign up for that because I've got this thing that I want to go through, and why don't I go through it? Well, I don't go through it because of exactly what you're describing.
I really want to. I'm completely excited. I might even plan it. And then whatever happens, and then I start to get talked out of it, and now it feels like a burden, and I don't really feel like it, and I don't really want to.
Yeah.
But of course,
yeah.
You're going to offer that workshop. You're going to, the place it's going to come from is from you knowing it intimately. So you're having the workshop.
I love that, Jen.
Yeah. So it's almost like, well, just keep really good notes. And when you, when you finish the workshop, then you'll be ready to offer it. That's how you'll know it's time.
Oh, wow. That's really fun. Because, you know, conditioning really had me in this place of, like, tied up in knots around. So it was choosing all of the next steps. Okay, you've got to get to the calendar and put a date down, and you've got to do another, you know, Facebook Live, and none of it was feeling fun. And when you were saying that, what I was seeing was, that's because, right, the ego is actually what's trying to make those decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, and it's, as Sherry would always say, it's not even trying to make a decision. It's just trying to get you out of the enthusiasm and of the thing that you love. And it's working.
Yep.
I mean, it does. It completely works. It's so effective. That's why it does that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
yeah.
Thank you. I love that you just said, like, I'm already doing the workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
really then it turns it into, oh, okay, that's really helpful. Let me just keep notes on what's happening.
Keep notes.
Because this is going to be the curriculum for it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and that place where, so if it's, I mean, I don't know if this is a piece of it. It is for me. Well, but I have a date. I have to do it by this date, and it has to all be done, and it has to all, well, maybe not. How about if I decide what my, you know, what is my goal? You know, what am I planning to raise by doing this? And then I start putting it on the calendar, and I organize it. And if it's not by October 14th, then I email and say, hey, Here are the funds you can expect from my little endeavor when that happens.
Yeah. You know, it's such a, been looking at this money piece in a big way, and I've been seeing I don't even know if it's an identity or if it's actually just pure conditioning, that is afraid of money. I'm afraid of everything, you know, and I saw this thing around, like, if somebody else makes the decision about the price of something or, you know, because even coming up with, well, is it by donation only? Do I put a minimum donation in? Like, there is, and so it's like there's a paralyzation that happens with everything when it comes to money. And it was like, oh, my gosh, this is fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that's such a great attitude of mine to bring to it. This is fascinating. Wow. Because, I mean, I'm projecting, you know, I'll bet you had a sense that there was karma around money. But to get to see, ooh, this is a little deeper than I thought.
Yeah.
Running through everything.
Yes.
So to really get to see that and to, you know, truly, we always say it, but it's one of those places where you wish there was another way to point at it. But, okay, then truly, let me use this as an opportunity to watch what happens.
Yeah. Yes.
To just see, step by step by step, okay, then this drops in, and then this, you know, condition process happens, okay. Then I see this. Okay, then I, you know, decide, let me get on the support call. Okay, good. Then I see that. I mean, just all of it, just an exploration.
Yeah. By just saying yes, the initial, it just so much more gets revealed if we, it, you know, as we stay present to see what's there.
Boy, that is so, so true. And what I saw when you said that was, that's why we say yes, because I mean, so life gives us something, you know, there's an invitation in whatever form, a billion different forms. And so there's that yes, that immediate impulse right after from conditioning is to look to see. Let me think. Is that going to, am I going to, is that, and then we've lost it. I mean, we're just gone. Now, can we come right back and realize that that's what's happened and then say yes to that? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the beauty of it. The yes is always possible. But if we don't go with that yes, if we look to conditioning to try to figure out, is this something I want to do? Is this something I'm going to be able to do? Is this something, the answer is always going to be no. And then, yes, we lose out on the beautiful participation opportunity, but we also lose out on the workshop of it, on, you know, getting to see all of that. Instead of that process being in charge of my life, when I say yes, I get to turn around and look at it.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Laura N.
Hey, Laura N. We're on a Laura day here.
I know. Once I heard the first, I was like, okay, I got to go next.
Okay.
Well, I definitely connected with that last call in the sense of, I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure what exactly has been happening, whether it's just that, because there's been some life content and, you know, that's been happening. And conditioning wants to tell me that I've dropped the ball and forget it. It's all too late. And it's, you know, all of that.
Oh, wait, that's not on my side. Right. I remember now.
Yeah.
On a four kind.
and it feels like it's just really helpful to hear these conversations and also to be able to recognize the urgency in that. And I love in the call on Friday with something about conditioning just wants to push, you know, like, and that's how it feels. It feels like I'm being pushed, you know, like, oh God, hurry. Oh God, like, what,
right.
You know.
And again, if we look at that in the context of what we just looked at with Laura, and the only reason it would do that is not because it wants to push through it, but because that's going to make it miserable for us. And then it's going to be believable that we might as well just quit because this is really just more suffering. Why would I want to do this?
Yeah, it's panic whenever I think about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Right. So, yeah, anything to get away from that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And the other experience, so it's been helpful. I think on a previous call, you sort of talked about the word you used, like I'm in the game, like I'm still like, and so that was kind of what was coming up for me was, I'm in the game. I'm just, you know, I'm still in the workshop. I'm just rolling with it,
right,
you know.
Such an important point, Laura, because what conditioning would say is you're only in the game. If what? I mean, I don't know what the metaphor, but you're the star player who's making all the baskets, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that counts as being in the game, but that's not true at all.
Yeah. If I'm the one who can call in and be like, I'm having all these insights and the life, you know, universe is just falling everything into place, and I'm, you know.
I made $10 million. I cried. I didn't even ask for it.
People are just throwing money at me now.
That's so great and it's so fun, but it's not even the point of why we're doing it. So there's a way in which, I'm trying to think what the sports analogy would be, but it's sort of like, so there's a player who is just completely unnatural at the sport we're playing, and they're doing really, really well. Well, is it necessarily so that that person is, you know, getting the most out of it and working the hardest and blah, blah, blah. No, maybe not, you know. Maybe the person who on the outside it looks like, boy, they're really struggling in there, ha-ha. But if the whole point of all of this is to see, to have a workshop, to stay with ourselves in compassion, to let life lead, to, you know, all of those things, then we truly don't know. As you say, just continuing to participate and show up, that's everything.
Yeah, and I had an experience I've cried on every single live call that we've had. You know, I don't know. It's just so moving for some reason. You know, the ones with Africa and had that experience again this morning. And I started recording after because I could see conditioning just talking, you know, to me. And and what came up was like I feel so inadequate. Like it was like. Just this love for them, and like they need someone so much better than me to be supporting this, you know. And that was really
so cool.
Just good to get out there, you know, to see that was the story. That you know,
I mean, talk about just pure self-hate, just so mean.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because I can promise you, Laura, this is my experience with. Every single person who has come over. I mean, my one sort of regret, if you can call it that, from these video calls is that there isn't a way that works to have the participation be in both directions. Because that would be powerful for them. Get to see all of us sitting in our living rooms or our wherever and graph in that way. It's just really, really challenging, obviously, with the privileged environment and obviously the top, and even the technology is challenging. but I can promise you, if you were to come with us and spend even just one day there, what would happen, of course, is that just like you're talking about happens just sitting in your house watching them, if you'd fall in love, completely fall in love.
Mm.
And you would be hanging out with them and spending time with them, and they would fall in love with you.
Yeah.
They never forget anyone who has come on those trips.
Mm.
And so I guess the reason I think of that is that that thing that would say they need someone way better than you to support this project, it's not what you get from them. You know, they're so grateful for everyone who is making this happen on every level, who, I mean, I think it blows me away that, like, why? You know? Right? Now, you don't know us. You live so far away. How could it be that this has happened? I mean, I think now, over the years, we've all sort of grown into that, you know, those of us who get to travel there and the folks there and that we really do feel like a family now. And so I think probably there's less of that scratching your head of that sort of thing. But still, just that gratitude that I project comes from all sides of every, not even the money. You know, the money is sort of what keeps the basics of the whole thing going, but it's not the foundation of the project. It's not what really makes the whole thing sustainable.
Yeah, what came up for me is first tears, but also it was just unconditional love, you know, that's really, you know,
Exactly, Laura, exactly, because I can tell you there are so many people on that team who, you know, talk about karma, that insist and push towards what you think you deserve. There are any number of people, especially the grown-ups, but some young people, too, who became grown-ups, who we could see there was this whole potential for them, and they didn't choose it, you know, and it's that place of just unconditional love, You don't know, we don't know what's right, we don't know what's best, we don't know anything. All we're doing on all sides of it is just showing up, doing the best we can, and loving ourselves and one another unconditionally.
And that, it just feels beautiful, you know, that I think that's sort of what I hope to take with me as I'm sort of taking my next steps this afternoon is sort of just being with myself in unconditional love, because that's what this project stands for, you know.
That's right. That's exactly right. Exactly right. And I don't know what you're wanting to do, but, you know, if you were doing a communication with people, that might be the starting place. It's just so much is the unconditional love that I see modeled in this project, and it's what I want for myself and the world.
That sounds like a good idea to me.
I want that.
Give me my first line.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Well.
This is Isotta. Hi.
Hi, Isotta.
Hi. I don't know if you remember my backpack adventure
from last week. Do you want to give a little background for anyone who might not have been on the backpack call?
Yes. So super quickly, I had the idea since I live in a seismic, in an area that's prone to earthquakes, and all the newspapers and TVs are saying that everybody should have an emergency backpack to flee their house in case of earthquake. I had this idea of buying the wholesale, the backpack cheap, like in wholesale, and buy all the stuff inside, and then make a little, and then offer them to people, and then make a little profit out of the backpack and give that to our cause.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, it has been like a treasure hunt. It took the whole week to find all the stuff that goes in the backpack. I really wonder how people are doing it. Because it's the weirdest stuff, you know, like finding whistles, finding, I don't know, super, super crazy small things, you know, to put inside. And it's been super fun because it was like a treasure hunt, really. But there was this urgency because I got the last thing that I needed this morning, like 2 hours ago. And what dropped in was something that I was that I read in one of the books about when they were building the monastery, or you were in the monastery, I don't know if you participated, and everybody was getting super frustrated about needing to get it done, and yeah. Sherry gave some guidance, like, if this needs to get done by ego, better not have it not have it done, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah. And you know, I really, I have, for work reason, this afternoon after this call, I'm going to be in a situation that is perfect to giving in this, to give this backpack, and they are not ready because I just got the last thing like 2 hours ago, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so there is no way I can start offering it today. So it's like, okay, like let's see when I can do it, you know. So don't. The point is not the point. Like for this to be a workshop for me is. To be present to this and offer it when life wants, kind of, right?
Yeah, kind of like what Laura C. was talking about, right? So
exactly, yes, yes.
When the workshop is done, I'll give the workshop, sure enough. When those backpacks are ready, I'll start offering them. Yep.
Exactly. Yes, I really had to drop all this expectation, and also I could really see it becoming about me instead of becoming about the project, and it was super, super, super useful also to ask the question, like, is this becoming about me? So this is not what I'm going for, right?
Yes, what a good catch. Wow, this is feeling a little like it's all about me. That's really not the point. Yes. Right. And, you know, then with that, I would bet that so whatever situation you're in this afternoon and you don't physically have the backpacks ready, nothing to stop you from saying, hey, just want you to know I've got this backpack thing on the horizon. So if you wanna be on the pre-order list, you're the first to know.
By the way, now that you hear it, you know, it's the typical thing that one would do when one is present. While if I'm like all in a story about not having finished the backpack, you know, I wouldn't do it. Or I would go to the person and say, damn, I really wanted to bring you some backpacks to offer and I didn't make it. And maybe they would feel uncomfortable saying, well, but I can get it in another moment because I would sound so frustrated, you know. about not having finished them, and they wouldn't want to cause me more pressure, you know. While instead, the way you're describing, we would be being present, and this would be like, hey, by the way, I'm working on this. Would you like to be on the list, yeah, on the waiting list?
You're the top of the the fresh off the press, the VIP.
Yeah, exactly. What a difference, because then, last thing, the other way around would be expecting them to read my mind, because what would have happened if I hadn't been in this call now, after this call I would have gone to this meeting and said, oh my God, I'm so frustrated, I really would have wanted to have this done, and I didn't do it, and oh my God, and it would be, oh my God, poor Isata, she's really suffering, let's not ask for backpacks, because these things are really freaking her out, you know.
Oh, it's so
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I hope you'll keep updating us.
Bye bye.
We want to stay current on the backpack information.
This is not the last call, right? There are more, right?
No, there's more. Yeah, absolutely. We're going right up to the lock.
Ah, okay.
Yep. Day before the lock.
Okay, because I was afraid that since it was the last Cantalomba. Because I was desperate that it was the one. Okay, perfect. I'm relieved to hear it.
You know, I'll tell you, we were all desperate. On the call today, that I truly, when I said to Teresa, there's no way we can say goodbye forever because it's just been way too much fun, you know, and Sherry was saying, oh my gosh, we have to do that regularly. We can't not.
Yeah, it would be such a gift. Oh my God, yes. Mm-hmm.
I know, really. Because, you know, it's funny. We have the Bridgewalk season, which is, you know, 6-8 weeks, something like that, and that project is really on our awareness. But, you know, periodically, like in the middle of December or, you know, February, March, it will just drop in. You know, they're there every single day with 1,000 children. Every day, 7 days a week.
Exactly. Also, to know how the exams went, you know, because now we know these people. It's like, oh, my God, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, I know. And the potential going forward is like so big, isn't it? Because the reality is, we're going to struggle on those exams, I can promise you. I mean, it's just, we're still, in the big picture, in the big scheme of things, we're still in the baby steps, right? Because, wow, what these kids are up against is so, so huge. So it's going to be a challenge for them on those exams. And I think you're exactly right. As we get to know them, you know, we know Mary, we know Susan, we know Esther. How did Sylvia do? How did Esther, you know, we're going to be wondering. And when they struggle, I'll bet you anything, you know, we're all going to go, I want to help them. You know, how can I help them? So I'll just bet as we get, you know, as the years go by and technology gets better and better and better, that there are going to be more and more ways for direct involvement for all of us.
Exactly. Oh, it's so beautiful, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Isota.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who else?
Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Jan. I just want to comment on how touched I was. I'm going to cry. The Zoom call is something, I just feel like their energy or their presence really comes through. And to think about how far away it is, it's just amazing.
It's completely amazing. Completely amazing. And even, you know, it's funny, Tony, that the little things that help me to see how I really don't take it in, like when Teresa was taking us on that little tour and she got to the gate and you couldn't see the gate because the sun is setting, right? Because the light is getting so dark. And I'm like, great. Wow. 9 hours ahead of us, 15,000 miles away. Mm. Wow. And we're talking to them as if they're just right here with us. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just keep being so touched by their heroism.
Yeah.
You know, it's like with memory, you know, when she's like, had no support and being able to do what she does in a culture that probably doesn't support, I mean, you know, a country that doesn't support girls going to school and all that. And I think, I mean, it just puts everything in such a perspective. You know, I just think about my own struggles, you know, going to school and thought they were struggles. And it's like it pales. And I just, they're just all such heroes. And it's, I love being able to really experience that in a more personal way through these Zooms. And then that can be like an inspiration as I go about my life.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so true. Wow. Yes. Yes. You know, and so when I come up against struggles, that I realize, wow, there's less solidarity there, you know, and the gift of putting things in perspective. And, you know, I always go back to, I'm sure you've heard me say it a million times, but it was very impactful for me when we did the roof loan program. And so there are all these folks who now everyone has met, right? There's Veronica, there's Josephine. There's, who else have people been? Joy. There's, and suddenly they have a roof on their house. So instead of every single time it rains, which in the rainy season, which is November through, you know, April or May, a lot, and it can rain all night long hard and all night being scared, worried, fretful that their houses are going to fall, that those mud bricks that are not fired, the walls are going to come down. And suddenly to have a good roof and to be able to sleep at night and know that you're not in danger, that your kids are not in danger, that your food is not in danger of being spoiled, that, you know, all of those things. And the incredible joy and the celebration that there was when those roofs were complete, that was such a moment for me of realizing, oh, right, there's a lot we take for granted.
Yeah. It's huge. I mean, just that, hearing you, like, what a huge difference.
Yeah.
I mean, a transformation, transforming their lives to have a roof. What a transformation in their life.
Yeah. And the gift to, you know, it's so interesting because the gratitude and the joy that there was in that celebration, it reminds me of the thing that Sherry says, one of the central teachings from Sherry Huber, which is you can only be as happy as you can be. And so that place of, you know, I live in Santa Loma and I have enough to eat and my kids can go to school and I have a safe place to live and I have a community that I love and I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful life.
That's a beautiful life.
And that, you know, there's this idea that, well, if I could have a nicer house and maybe a car, and if I could, and now we're down the road of what we all live with in cultures like this. Well, and plenty of people in cultures like Zambia live like that too. You know, once you get to kind of a certain place, you sort of get sucked into that conditioned idea of what a happy life looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a conditioned idea, and it's no fun to go down that road, as we
know. Yeah, and they are such I don't know the word, a reminder is a better word than that, but
that's a great word.
Me to see and us to see, you know, wow, I have a roof over my head. I have food, you know, that I'm happy, you know. I don't need the garage or whatever, you know. Just a reminder of that. And having all these calls and having the Zooms, it all just, and then going out and doing some kind of fundraising activity, it all works so well together.
Yeah.
Like this, like I the Zooms inspire and I go out and do something and then maybe it goes really well or it doesn't go really well and then I have the calls. You look at, you know, kind of look at it in terms of practice and process and then go back out again.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you know, there's that this one author who talks about it as learned knowledge and activity knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And I sometimes think about that, where, because that's what you're describing, right? So we come together on practice calls and workshops and retreats, and we're kind of like, we're seeing new things, and we're, in a way, you could say we're learning, even though it's not the conditioned version of learning, but we're taking things in, and we're, things are moving around. And then we go out into our day-to-day lives, and we practice with that. You know, we sort of apply it in an actual setting. And then we see what we see, and it goes how it goes. And then we come back together, and we look at it. You know, we learn some more, and then we go back out into the activity. And yeah.
Yeah, it's just a great support for all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Who else? What else are you seeing?
Hi, John. This is Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey. Oh, yeah, I just love the web conference and this one with the folks in Canada. Love that.
Todd, it's a tiny bit. Todd?
Yes.
It's a little hard to hear you.
Okay, I'm on the an iffy Wi-Fi connection. Does that help again?
Not so far. It's it does. That is what it sounds like, Todd. It sounds like sort of a connection that's not exactly going in and out as much as it's just not clear, as if sort of you're down a tunnel, that kind of thing.
Right.
Okay, that's a little better. Different, anyway.
Yeah. I move near the router.
You move.
Let's try that. It's something better. It doesn't get any better off this time, though.
Yeah, it's. I can hear that you're talking, but I can't really make out the words.
Okay, we'll chat later. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. It's the thought that counts. Is that what we say here, Todd?
Yeah, it's the participation that counts.
We know that you're out there.
Just,
doing
just I'm here.
Okay.
Thanks,
very
Jen.
Good. Very good. Thanks, Todd. Who else would like to participate? All right. So unless there's someone else, let me just pause one more minute to see if anyone's trying to unmute. All right. Well, thanks, everyone,
Hi.
For being with us.
Hi, it's Esther.
Hey, Esther.
Hi,
hey,
Jen.
On.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful that the opportunity arose to join the, Team All In?
Team All In, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for that.
And you did. The invitation came and you said yes.
I couldn't believe it because it was like I had been thinking, or I don't know if thinking is the right word, but I was like, oh, I wish I could join a team. And then I got this email, and for a while I was just, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, you know, my thought just came, or my thought, my wish, my desire came out, and I couldn't even react right away because I was so surprised.
A little shock.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Uh-huh.
So it's a crazy day and a crazy weekend. But I managed to get on the last video call with.
Oh, great.
I was just blown away.
Wow.
Just blown away. So I was like, oh my gosh, I was feeling so grateful and so excited, and I just wanted to let you know, and I couldn't get on earlier this evening, but I thought I'm gonna go on anyway. Oh, I'm not listening to what voices are saying. I'm getting on.
Oh, good, Esther. I'm so glad you did. Because just everything about that is so fun, right? Just really wanting to participate, just feeling like, gosh, I wish there was a team I could join, and then having that invitation come through. And then after that sort of initial shock, yes, me, I want to do that. And then getting all the pieces falling into place so that you got to actually participate in the video call today and then to be on the support call now.
Yeah, and I mean, I know for sure, I mean, I know is maybe not the right way of saying it, but I don't know any other way right now, that if I hadn't been practicing, I would have been talked out of, you know, even trying to get onto the call this afternoon because everything was so crazy around it, you know, not with respect to the call or anything, but just the circumstances that I'm in and how I had to make it happen and all that stuff. And I was just going, well, I'm just going to try. Okay, I'll try this now. That's not working. Let's try that, you know. It was one and all practice for me.
Yes, exactly so. And then I just love that place where then we're starting to wind down the call, maybe a little early, right? We just pause, wait to see if there's anyone else. And then there's just that, I'm here. It's just, what a fun place for all of us, because that's it, right? Sometimes we got a lot going on and all, you know, kind of being all these things happening. But just to put our hand up and to say, I'm here.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure out how to unmute myself because I'm used to the Project Joy. I get a load of that. I'm used to Project Joy that you just wait to be unmuted. And I was like, oh, I can unmute myself. Where's the button?
Yes. Oh, I love it.
You know, that's a process, too. It's like, oh, this is what I'm used to.
Right.
And then you just sort of sit in it. You just...
Yeah. That's so perfect, because then you really look to see and realize, oh, I see. I can unmute myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love everything about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And it will be so fun to see, Esther, now that you're on the team, what drops in as how you might want to participate, right?
Just yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, go ahead.
No, I'm just so, I can't believe that I'm doing all of this, because I'm like, you know, the mind says or conditioning's like, that's crazy. There's no way you're going to, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, I can join a team, and it's good that they wrote down, don't get, you know, talked out of an amount or anything. I said, okay, I'm not going to get talked out. I have to, you know, do X, Y, Z. I'm saying, yes, here I am. I'm pushing the button.
Exactly. I'm saying, yes, here I am.
Yeah.
Literally and metaphorically in every
moment. Yeah.
Yep. Excellent.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Esther.
Hi, this is Melody.
Hey, Melody.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm saying yes, and this is my first call. And I'm on Laura B's team, and we're having our first meeting today. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to jump in on the Zooms and learn more things about it. So I just wanted to say I'm here.
Excellent. And that's just like we were talking about with Esther, right? That's really everything, is saying I'm here, right? And saying I'm here for really – well, at least two reasons, but one, because it underlines it for myself when I hear myself say that, you know, kind of, again, literally or metaphorically putting my hand up, I'm here. That's a reminder to me that I'm here and that here is where I want to be, and it's always such an energy for the whole team.
That's right. I mean, you just want to say, hey, I'm a part of this with you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm rooting for us. I'm whatever I can do. You know, it's that place that Sherry talks about of waking up in the morning and throwing our arms up in the air and say, I'm available, life. Right? One way we do that is on a team like this. We say, I'm available, team. So whatever you need from me, I'm available.
I know.
Well, I hope you have a fabulous meeting this afternoon. Can't wait to hear.
I can't either. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, so a reminder, thank you, Esther, for that reminder, that if there are folks back there who want to speak and may have gotten on the call after I said it, everyone is muted, and so you can press *6 if you want to unmute yourself. So we'll wait another minute to see if there's anyone else who would like to participate. All right. Well, thanks.
Hi, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Yep.
Because I'm trying this new speaker thing. Anyway, I just wanted to say, inspired by what you just said, I'm here. And it's
good.
Been a great link to this call. I don't really have any much to report from my own project, though. So, yeah, I just want to say
As I recall, you were working on a, I don't think we knew what it was, but you were working on a project that you were making. And,
That's what it is, yeah.
Say it again? I didn't hear this.
Quilt, like a blanket thing.
A quilt? Beautiful,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coming out quite beautifully. And, I'm having lots
did
of
you
fun
say it? It is coming out quite beautifully, or did you say it's not coming out quite beautifully?
It is coming out, in my opinion, very beautifully.
That makes me so happy, Jill, because first of all, I'm sure it is still beautiful, but the fact that you can see that it's beautiful, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Right, because I, to talk about process. I mean, there were plenty of voices like sowing like doubt and how this is going to turn out and how this is going to look. But now that like kind of like half of it is done and you can really just see it and look at, because I just was like, well, I don't know, I'm just going to do it. And if it doesn't, then I can try something else or whatever.
Yeah.
But so I did it and now it's, I love it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Until, do you know yet? Has life dropped in yet? Once the quilt is complete, then what happens? Or do you not know that part yet?
Well, what I had thought of is to like do like kind of a silent auction thing, like sitting here on this plaza in my neighborhood where plenty of people walk by. But now, on this call, someone said they were doing a raffle, and actually, I thought that might be actually a better way, because then no one has to pick up so much money once, hopefully still some is going to come together, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
So that I will see which way I'm going to, like, yeah.
And then, I don't know, Jill, if there are ways to do it, but it seems like there could also be potential to use social media for that sort of thing, for a raffle like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
So it wouldn't have to be just local to your, yeah.
True, yes. I mean, I think with something like that, it's probably more impressive if you see it and touch it. But anyway, yeah, I can do that, yeah. And, my wife has an Etsy shop. I was also going to put it there.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, wow. See, it's one of those places where I have this fantasy of taking a tour of the country. Now I'm going to New York to see the quilt, and now I'm going to see the shawl in Hawaii, and I'm going to see the canoe that's getting sold in Canada, and I'm going to all these. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, thank you for unmuting, Till, and telling us that you're here.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, so I'm pausing again to see if there's anyone else back there who wants to say they're here.
Hi, Jen. It's Ladima.
Hey, Ladima.
Hey, I just want to say I'm out here, and that I'm in the team. I can't remember my team name. I signed up, and I don't recall my team name. So
that's maybe perfect, isn't it? I don't know. It's my team name.
Yeah, there we go.
Zen name.
I know the amount I committed to, and that's really it. So, I'm happy. I haven't been involved much with the Bridge Walk and in the past. So this is like this is my first year to really get involved beyond buying a T-shirt. So,
yay!
I'm very excited.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so glad you said that, Ladima, because, you know, that really, it's one of those places where the project is so much fun and it's so inspiring and so, and, you know, I wish the great good fortune that, say, someone like me has and gets to be there frequently and be with the team, I wish that great good fortune could get spread around a little more. But so, an opportunity like this where it drops in of a way that we can have the participation be more holistic amongst Sangha just seems like such a fun win-win for all of us to get to really be more directly involved.
Right. And maybe next year I'll actually be able to go in person and hang out with everybody at the bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
This year I'll have to just be participating from afar.
Yeah, which is fabulous, right? It's great. It's a little
yeah.
bit far to come. From Indiana. For
it is.
But it's not, as you say, it's not impossible. So with enough planning and all those things, absolutely doable and so much fun. It really
yeah.
is so much fun. And it's a unique way to be with Sangha. It really
right.
is. So I do hope we will get to see you one of these years.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's all I have for now. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much, Ladima. We have 1 minute if there are any more hears back there.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Till when will the money be, how do you say that, raised? I mean, is the deadline 15 October or does it go on beyond that?
So the Bridge Walk is on the 14th, and so
yeah.
that technically will be when we're culminating the season. And, you know, there are going to be people, absolutely, who are continuing, whose participation has not culminated by that date, and that's absolutely fine. You know, I think one of the things we know about ourselves as humans is that we do much better when we have support and when we have clear structures and all of that. So that's why we really choose a date. I mean, well, partly we choose a date because that's when the Bridge Walk is. And so that's when it's all culminating. But the reality is the project is being supported all year long. And so the funds that we're raising are for that, are for supporting the project the entire year. So any, you know, if someone is still continuing to work on their participation, you know, let's say Laura C's workshop hasn't happened by the 14th of October, you know, great, it's completely fine. What would be great, just because it's so fun for all of us to kind of, pitch together and this is the time we're all focusing on it, is let's say I'm doing something and it won't be finished by the 14th, to write in and say, hey, this is what I'm doing and these are the funds that I plan to raise, so that those funds can be counted in when we do the final tally.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I think so. So you can, if you haven't actually, let's say I have a desire to be able to raise maybe some extra money somehow, I don't know how yet, but
yep.
because of every, this, I really don't see myself doing that right now, but let's say
yep.
something does, you know, fall in and I think, oh, I can maybe do this. And absolutely. I actually raise the money, but it's after that date, so I can still, yeah. like, you know, it's make the donation?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Because, as I say, you know, every single month there are funds going from Living Compassion U.S. to Living Compassion in Zambia. So it's always needed.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Esther.
Thank you, Jen.
And thank you, everyone. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always. So we do not have any more video calls with Cantalomba. I can't believe it. That happened fast. But all of the recordings are available on that email that you get reminding you about these calls. I think actually we've sent out the last reminder. We're, you know, there's always that middle way between wanting to support people and reminding them and not completely bombard their inboxes. So I think we've sent out the last reminder we're going to about the calls, but the same, you know, the number remains the same. The links to the recordings remains the same. And any questions or things that come up that you don't know the answer to, africa@livingcompassion.org is the email address to send it to. And so our next opportunity to gather specifically about this will be next Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So thanks, everyone. Take good care and go happy. Bye-bye.